Archer's
Omnibus
for the week 12 to 17 January 2003.
Come on, little fella. That's it.
Hello?
Debbie. Oh, hello. You got back then?
Obviously.
Good. When did you get back?
About half an hour ago.
Ah. The traffic okay?
What do you think?
How was the conference?
Okay. I'll take over from you now.
Right. Have a good time at...
Maxine's?
Maxine's.
Yes, I did. Now, how's it going?
Well, we got 300 odd outside now. We had 32 ewes lamb overnight. They're mostly twins. Mm-hmm. A couple with triplets.
All okay?
Yep, pretty well. Half a dozen bottle fed, that's all. Including this one.
Right. Well, you can leave it to me now.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'll get off to the chute. Your mother in the house, is she?
No idea.
Right. Well, I'll get off. Thanks for taking over.
I said I would.
I'll see you later.
All right. There, then.
Debbie!
Oh. Hi, Mum.
I thought I heard your car in the yard.
Yeah, I just got here.
Did you enjoy your break?
It was okay.
Well, Gran was asking after you.
Go on. Off you go. Was she?
And I told you you'd met up with my old chums in Oxford.
Oh, right. Sorry, Mum, can I just get to that? Concentrate.
Oh, I'm sorry. And she's saying Tom's got a meeting with a supermarket meat buyer in London on Wednesday.
Good for him.
Yes. Oh, and then I had a bit of an ear bashing this morning in the shop from Linda Spell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, honestly, the number of people who've complained about the website.
What about it?
Well, apparently everyone's been logging on expecting to find some sort of Christmas special.
Oh, right.
As if I hadn't enough with Christmas to organise.
Yeah. Maybe you do need some help with it.
Yes, perhaps. Well, the building work on the new houses has started too.
Oh?
And Jill was saying the noise of those diggers is horrendous.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
Well, suppose I better leave you to it.
Okay.
I'm doing the lunch for the beta shoot, so I'll leave you some of the game pie and so on.
Thanks.
Should I leave it in the oven?
Doesn't matter. I'm not sure when I'll break for lunch.
All right. Well, see you later, perhaps.
Okay.
Bye, darling.
Yeah, bye, Mum.
Lovely to see you back.
How are we doing? Guns are in place. We can start the drive.
Right.
Then after this, I thought we'd go back for lunch.
Lunch already?
Half one, Jennifer, sir.
Oh, I'm fine.
It's been a great morning.
Good.
Conditions are perfect.
Oh, they would be.
Right, well, ready? Let's go.
Here they come, George.
Ah, not bad for an Alden. How have you done, Mike?
All right. Mind, I always get a kick out of Aldridge beating for us for a change. Fucking down the odd bird's a bonus.
Well, you are at a bit of a disadvantage.
Hey. It isn't the eye that makes the difference, you know. It's all down to luck, isn't it?
I've always thought it was about skill, myself.
Yeah, if your luck's in, you're laughing. You take them Grundies.
Well, what about them?
It's typical, isn't it? Always manage to land on their feet.
I thought you were in partnership over that Grundy World of Christmas.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. We just about did all right. There's a lot of work, though, for what we made out of it.
Well, it looked it.
And Neil made a few bob for doing nothing.
How's that?
Oh, renting his fields for car parking.
Oh.
Now, what I'm talking about is the Grundy's windfall.
Wow. What they done? Come up on the lottery?
Got a nice fat cheque from the receivers. Didn't expect it.
Oh.
Eddie said it was from the sale of their milk pot.
Oh, really? Hey, come on. Good lad, Walt. Hey. Oh, nice and plump, these birds. Chris will be pleased.
Yeah, it's all right for some.
You've got enough there for Betty to make a pie.
No, I'm talking about the milk quota. We swindled it of our share when I went bust.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. God, just look at Eddie, swaggering about.
Well, if it is luck, then yours must be due for a turnaround.
Yeah, I suppose so. Turfing will take off again soon once spring gets here.
And you might get some work from the builders of them new houses.
Yeah, I thought about talking to that site manager.
And we do have that tasty lunch to look forward to.
Yeah, that's true enough.
Jennifer always puts on a good spread.
All that wine and brandy too. Oh, my mouth's warming already. Hey, well, I'll be making sure I get my fair share. That's for certain. Yeah. Tar very much. If you're sure there's enough to go round, Jennifer.
Oh, absolutely, Mike. Have another glass of wine as well. Oh,
thanks. Very kind of you.
Best make sure you get your fair share.
Uh-huh. There really is plenty.
This game pies a treat, Jennifer. Well done.
Thank you.
Hey, save some for me and the beaters.
Oh, are you all here now?
Yeah, Mr. Aldridge is just on his way. All right, lads?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
How's the shoot been so far?
Oh, very good. Your hobby makes a very decent beater.
Yeah, we're in a sec.
Speak of the devil, as they say.
Right, if you'll excuse me, I'll carry on round with his wine.
Yeah, that's fine. Good grief. Brian looks shocking.
How do you mean?
Well, he looks like he's ailing.
Well, he's not said more than a couple of sentences to me all morning.
Maybe he's coming down with that flu. Are you all right, Brian?
Yes, why?
Well, he's saying a lot of flu about.
Oh, is it?
Lovely spread.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jennifer always does a spread.
Yes. You're not eating, Mr. Aldridge?
No, I'm not very hungry. I'll see you all later.
Blimey. Beats me. Well, if ain't the flu, maybe him and Jennifer have had a row.
Oh, come on, lads. It doesn't do to be speculating.
Well, as long as it doesn't affect his generosity come the end of the day, shoot, eh?
Right, that's the cows back. Here, let me have the hose. You do the brushing.
Oh, I've almost done.
It's no problem.
All right. Thanks, Dad. I appreciate the help. It's just that I've given Chabba the time off.
Well, I think Pip and I'd reached the end of our repertoire.
It's the first Saturday afternoon he's had off in ages. Apparently a few of them are going clubbing later.
Oh, goodness. They stay out all night these days, don't they?
Sometimes, huh?
Well, I hope he's fit to do the milking tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so do I.
But, you know, one of the benefits of retirement for your mother and me is our Sunday lie-in.
Oh, yeah.
Not that we get the chance very often, mind you. But at least we won't be woken by the builders.
Noisy, is it?
That's not very the noise. Yesterday, one of those cement mixers drove past with the drum still turning.
Oh, yeah.
Must have been just cleaned out because it spattered watery cement all over your mother's car.
Oh, no.
Especially since I'd just finished washing it.
Oh, dear. Right. Nearly sorted. Thanks.
Right. You know, it will be strange at church tomorrow.
Really?
With Janet having gone.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, Derek Fletcher said he'd be back.
Oh, yeah. Now there's no longer a lady vicar.
That's right. He never stayed to see how good Janet was, of course.
Nah. Right. That ought to do it. Come on, I'll buy you a pint.
Oh, well, let me see. A quick one, then.
Great.
I don't want to be too long. Your mother and I are going to Christen George's tonight.
Oh, yeah? What's the occasion?
Well, none, really. They just invited us for supper and a game of cards.
Oh, great stuff.
Oh, do you think Heather might want to come along? Chris wouldn't mind, I'm sure.
Well, you can ask her if you like. Well, I'll grab a quick shower.
Righto.
Though I have to warn you, she's become virtually indispensable at bedtime.
Oh, is she?
In fact, I think she and Josh have just started a new story.
Oh, I see.
Ruth's really pleased. Heather's getting a lot out of being with the kids.
Well, of course.
And she's certainly enjoying Pip's piano play. Especially when you and she play together.
Oh, Pip's coming along very well. It's in the genes, you might say.
Yeah. Pity it skipped a generation.
Oh, you sang rather well at Christmas.
Oh, thank you. No, I enjoyed that more than I expected to, you know.
Mm. Oh, and talking about singing, I've managed to get tickets for a concert on Thursday night.
Yeah?
An evening of opera arias. Your mother's really looking forward to it.
Oh, well, in that case, it'll be me on babysitting duties.
Oh?
Producer group meeting. Ruth's chairing it.
Oh, good. I look forward to hearing all about it.
Right, well, just give me 5 minutes and we'll go for that pint.
I said there was something up with the bloke, didn't I? Well, he's probably just forgot.
I don't know.
Well, of course he had.
No, I don't think so. He wouldn't just forget to give me a bonus. Not Brian Aldridge.
I'll give over. Because, see, the bloke was miles away today.
Yeah, well, I reckon he's taking it out of me for that terrible shoot a few weeks ago.
Well, the one for Matt Crawford?
Yeah, what a disaster.
Yeah, I know. I was beaten, if you remember.
I was counting on that end-of-season bonus money.
No idea, have they, eh? Never had to survive on low wages and handouts.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll sleep on it. Then maybe tackle him about it on Monday.
Yeah, you do that, mate. Get it sorted.
By the shires, Dad.
Oh, make it just a half, thanks.
Oh, evening, David. Mr. Archer.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Can I get either of you gents a drink?
No, you're right, Tara. I'm off home in a minute.
Eddie Grundy's just bought us these.
Eddie? You're joking.
Oh, no. Been boring the pants off anyone who'll listen to him about his windfall.
Oh, Joe was talking about it in the shop. A tidy sum, he said.
Reckons he's buying a greenhouse and Eddie's getting a four-wheel drive.
Oh. Must be a tidy sum, then.
Lucky beggars.
No, you have to make your own luck.
Yeah, you could be right. Well, look at Tom and his pig venture. Yeah, he's off to see some supermarket guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an enterprising lad, that Tom. I take my hat off to him.
Oh, Brian, I didn't know anyone was in here.
Well, don't go. I was just making a fire.
I haven't had time today.
No, absolutely.
I'll take my magazine back into the kitchen. It's warmer.
Look, it won't take me long.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Mum, I'm off.
Oh, won't you stay for some supper?
No, thanks.
Are you sure?
I'll be fine.
How's Lammy going?
Jeff will fill you in.
All right.
See you tomorrow, Mum.
Yes. Bye, Debbie.
Bye.
Bye.
She looks so pale.
Yes.
Quite drawn.
Yes, she does.
I'd hope the break would do her good.
Has she said anything to you?
We've spoken.
About what she did, who she was with?
No, nothing.
No, not to me.
I don't know quite what to think.
She's strong.
Yes.
I don't think you need worry too much about her.
No, perhaps you're right. I'll leave you to make a fire.
You can stay.
No. I'll be in the kitchen.
Hey, Nigel.
Morning, Kenton.
You're in a hurry?
I'm on my way to the weathering to see the hawks, and I aim to get there before the heavens open.
Doesn't look too promising, does it?
What are you doing over in these parts, anyway?
Oh, just dropped Kathy off. Her car's in for an MOT.
Ah.
I would walk over there with you, but I've got to get back to Kathy's. Things to do.
Won't you be needed at the stables?
Plenty of time for that.
Indeed.
And if things go to plan, I won't be there for much longer.
Oh? What plans are these?
Nigel, mate, I have just seen the opportunity I've been waiting for.
And what might that be?
The opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Which is?
Well, I was on Kathy's computer last night on the internet, and I came across a job advert.
A job? That's why you're so animated at 9:30 on a Monday morning.
Ah, yes, but this is not just any old job for a casino manager.
A casino manager? And you'll be looking at a jobs website?
Sort of.
But what do you know about casinos?
Well, don't I know the question, mate?
You've been watching that video, haven't you? The croupier.
That's got nothing to do with it.
You're pulling my leg.
No, not at all.
But, I mean, when have you been in a casino? Much less worked in one.
I have been in plenty, Nige. In Australia.
Oh, I see. And you're going to apply for this job?
I've already done it. I downloaded the application form, filled it in, and emailed it back.
Crikey, you're serious, aren't you?
Yeah, never more so.
And what's Kathy say about it?
Actually, Nigel, I'd be grateful if you'd keep it under your hat for the time being.
Oh, OK.
That'll be one in the eye for family, eh? When I land that job.
Well, good luck.
Cheers.
Oh, is that a spot of rain?
No, I don't think so. Mm. Just before you dash off, Nigel, I want a quick word about Kathy's birthday.
Could you make it brief? I'm cold.
Well, she hasn't said anything herself. You know what women are like.
I do.
I like to think you can read their minds. But according to Jamie, it's the big 5-0. So I'm going to throw a really big bash. And get the village hall, loads of people, the works.
Excellent.
Of course, as soon as I suggested it, she said no.
Oh?
Yeah, that's only because she doesn't want people to know she's 50. But don't worry, I'll talk around.
Well, I hope you do. It's the only party we'll be going to in the near future.
Huh? Why is that, then?
Because a certain someone has confiscated the keys to the wine cellar.
I most certainly have.
Julia!
Good morning, Kenton.
You're looking as elegant as ever.
And flattery will get you nowhere.
I'm sure he wasn't.
I have become very worried about Nigel's drinking habits, and I hold you partly to blame.
Oh.
Now I must get on.
Oh, don't let me keep you.
Lewis and I are supervising the hanging of some new paintings, and I presume you also have work to go to.
So that's that, I'm afraid.
Nigel, this is nothing short of disastrous.
At first she said she'd lost the keys, and then when I offered to phone a locksmith, she came clean about hiding them.
Well, we've got to find them.
I probably was getting a bit overboard, thinking about it.
Oh, nonsense. We can't have this.
I don't think there's anything else to be done.
Leave it to me. I'll be back later. Those keys belong to the master of the house, and I am going to help you get them back.
Could you bring the hold all through to the kitchen?
Yes, of course.
I'll make us a coffee. We'll have some of that panettone.
Ah, here we are. I've taken your suitcase upstairs. Is that all right?
Yes, of course. I must call in at the Dower House sometime this morning, but I was planning to stay tonight.
Ah, good.
Oh, thank you for a wonderful holiday.
Oh. Thank you for coming with me.
Rome was quite beautiful.
Quieter than I imagined, too. Fewer tourists. So, all the goodies are in here, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, do you want to check the stock first before we get down to the...
No. We'll have coffee first, eh? I must say, it looks like Ed's done a great job.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. Everywhere's so spotless.
Upstairs, too. He can't have spent any time inside, other than drawing the curtains and so on.
Right, let's see. Ooh, this must be the mocha, the espresso maker.
Good heavens. Didn't the assistant gift wrap it beautifully?
I know, in that tiny little hardware shop. Yeah. Oh, and here's the used milk cheese. Oh, wonderful smell.
Formaggio pecorino. I thought we'd never get away from that cheese stall.
I know. He was very impressed with your Italian.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't going to be happy till we'd had the taste of every single cheese, was he?
Oh. Good thing we bought some olive oil, too.
Mm. Mm, looks like you'd almost run out.
It was a fascinating little market, wasn't it?
Despite me having to drag you away from the CD stall.
Well, how was I to know they were all counterfeit?
From the tacky photocopied covers?
Ah. Pity. That Traviata was so cheap.
Probably only half a recording.
Yes. I'll put the wine in to chill. Ah. This is odd.
What is?
Well, there's a half-empty bottle of port in here. And someone's been eating my Stilton.
Mr. Ulrich. No work.
No morning, Greg. Careful where you stand. This is clean straw for the
land. Oh, sorry. Well, what can I do for you?
It's about Saturday.
Saturday? What about it?
It's about the shoot. Went off very well, as far as I could tell.
Yeah, well, the beta seemed to think so.
Good. That it?
No.
Well, it's pretty damn, man. I haven't got all day.
It's about my end-of-season bonus.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
I'm terribly sorry, Greg. I'd completely forgotten.
Well, it's probably dropping the ocean to you, but it's quite important to me.
Of course.
You know, it's like this time of year. All the bills coming in.
Don't they just?
I know it's not so strictly part of my package, but, I like to think I've given good service over the year.
I'm sure you do.
Well, I have, haven't I?
It's been a reasonable season, yes.
Well, it would be nice to see it recognised.
And it will be.
Good.
I can assure you, you'll get what you're entitled to. Based on your performance over the year.
That's all right, then.
Look, I'll catch up with you later. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to get back to the lamin.
...do is to distract Julia and take her as far away from her handbag as possible, huh?
I'm not sure.
And while you and she are at the other end of the gallery, I'll look through her handbag for the keys.
I don't like the sound of that.
All right, OK, well, I'll distract her then. You inspect the contents of her handbag.
I can't do that. Her personal things are in there.
Yes, and so are the keys to the wine cellar.
We don't know that.
Probably. Oh, come on, Mike. It's worth a try, isn't it?
No, I suppose so.
They've got to be somewhere. Women keep all kinds of junk in their handbags, don't they?
Okay, come on, then. Yeah, before I lose my nerve. You search the handbag.
You're on.
Julia? Julia?
Oh, there you are.
Kenton? What are you doing here, Nigel?
Nigel wanted me to see the new works of art, Julia. I'm looking for birthday present ideas for Kathy.
Really?
Aren't I?
Yes, that's right.
But, I'm not sure I can see what I'm looking for. Can you, Nigel?
What might that be?
A handbag. A woman with a handbag.
Of what?
Can you see it, Nigel?
At the end. Yeah, the end of the stack of paintings.
What are you talking about?
At the end?
On the steps.
The Russian step.
The Russian step? These are local landscapes.
Could you do me a favour, Julia, and help Nigel go through these ones while I look at the ones you've already hung?
But these are still lives, not portraits of people with handbags.
Oh, these are wonderful, Mummy.
Ah, yes. Now she's a child of Lewis's. Very clever use of light, don't you think?
A little like Turner, that.
Kenton, What are you doing on that stepladder?
Oh, is it a stepladder? Sorry, I thought it was part of an installation. you never can tell with these, works of modern art.
Kenton, you do talk the most awful rubbish.
Oh, Mummy, I just remembered. Lewis wants to see you. Outside.
Lewis?
Yes, outside. Now. He said it was really quite urgent.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll be straight back. And don't touch anything.
Quick, get the handbag.
Okay.
Found them?
No. There's all kinds of stuff in here. Combs, hankies, dress book. Mm-hmm. Oh, grief, there are lipsticks here which must date back 50 years.
Oh, my.
Oh!
What?
Oh, that's just a false eyelash, sorry.
Kenton! Hey, wait a minute. No, those are the house keys. Oh, quick, let me put them back. She's coming.
Lewis is nowhere to be seen.
Oh. Isn't he? Oh, dear. Where do you think he's got to, Nigel?
Now, boys, if this is some silly joke, I've
been... No. He definitely said he wanted to see you. Yeah. How extraordinary. Oh, well, I've got to get back to the stables. No rest for the wicked, you know, Julia. All right, then, bye.
Oh, yes, and I'd better get back to work, too. See you later, Mummy. Bye.
Bye.
Hello there, Gray.
Hello, Oliver. Caroline. Not often we see you in here.
No, I don't often get the chance.
We thought we'd have a spot of lunch.
I'm too busy working, usually.
Oh, hang on. Haven't you both been away?
Rome.
Yeah, you'll still be in the holiday mood, then.
Definitely. We had a marvellous time. Mm.
Yeah, did you get to see many of the sights?
We certainly did. It's like a crash course in the history of Western civilization, just walking around.
I bet.
I felt quite humbled, in a way.
Yeah, I fancy it myself sometime. Me and Helen love Italian food.
Well, who doesn't, eh?
Oh, I'll tell you a funny story about that.
Huh?
First time I ever went to Rome, years ago. I arrived there very early in the morning, one Sunday, late September.
This isn't about bottom-pinching young Italian males, is it?
No, it isn't. It was about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning when my friend and I got off the train, and there was hardly any traffic. We decided to walk down to the Forum. To our surprise, when we got there, it was full of people. Quite well-dressed people with plastic bowls and buckets.
How intriguing.
What were they doing?
Well, apparently they were collecting snails to cure at home.
Well, to eat?
Well, it takes a while to cure them, but, eventually, yes.
Well, that's something I could never fancy, snails.
Greg? Oh, hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, Greg, this is what you were after earlier.
Oh, thanks.
If you'll excuse me a minute.
Yes, of course.
What will you have when Jillian's ready?
Oh, G&T, please.
Righto.
Well, I'll get them. Gin and tonic and 2 pints of sherbet, ready, Jillian.
You okay, Greg?
Yeah.
Not bad news in the envelope, I trust.
Sorry, what?
You look like a chap who's lost a shilling and found sixpence.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that Helen waving?
Right, I'll see you later.
Right.
So, you and Caroline have a good holiday, then?
Oh, I'll say. Just what the doctor ordered.
Well, either she or Rome would certainly put a spring in your step, anyway.
Both, I'm sure. A marvellous place and beautiful and charming companionship. What more could a man ask for, eh?
Indeed.
Ah, oh, Brian, I feel like the luckiest chap in the world.
Really?
You have no idea what it is to be given a new lease of life with a younger, dynamic woman.
No. But perhaps I can imagine.
What's happened to Bert, Oh, he's gone looking at some rose bushes. Did you ever meet up?
Aye, there's a cafe inside.
Oh, is it?
Upstairs. Past the garden furniture and ornaments.
Ah, right.
Hey, I don't know. They're a big enterprise these days, garden centres.
Well, that car park is always full whenever you drive past. Mm.
Any road, I said we'd see him in the cafe in half an hour.
Oh, it'd take me longer than half an hour, George Bradford. You seen how many green houses they got?
Oh, aye, they've got a fair few.
They've got all shapes and sizes.
Well, it depends what you're looking for. And I'm in the market for a little greenhouse myself, as it happens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear.
Careful, Joe, you'll have it off its runners.
Very flimsy, that one. That's no good to me.
Where are you planning on putting your greenhouse up?
In the garden.
I've realised that. By the way, does Jack know?
Old Jack, well, he wouldn't object to a greenhouse. He wouldn't deprive an old man of hobby.
Oh, I didn't mean to say he would.
It's one of the few pleasures left to me, gardening. I'd be happy as Larry pottering about in a greenhouse.
Well, that's as may be. Don't you think you should ask him first, as a matter of courtesy?
I will, when I'm ready to buy. Just perusing at the moment, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Yeah. What about this one?
Oh, it's a bit small. What are you intending to grow?
Yeah, let me tell you.
I'm not on a spy mission.
How do I know?
Oh, don't be daft. So, which way does your back garden face, Joe?
North.
Because depending on where you put it up, it's worth paying a bit extra and getting automatic opening window vents.
I know, I know.
Then, depending on your budget, there's misting systems, heaters,
grow lights. Now, look, George Barford, there's nothing you can tell me about greenhouses and gardening.
Well, it's a tidy investment, no matter how you look at it, any road.
I can afford it, don't you worry.
But, keeper's cottage is rented. What if you move house?
Aha, Mr. Know-it-all. I'm looking for one I can dismantle in case we has to move. And Clary's behind me all the way.
Oh, really?
In fact, I'm going to be growing something very unusual for the produce show this year.
Oh.
That's got your heart pumping, hasn't it, eh? And I might just buy one of them biosphere greenhouses.
Oh, like they have in Cornwall.
Ah.
Ah, well, now, there you will need some help. I know a lot about tropicals.
So do I.
But I bet you've never grown any.
I might have.
You see, it's all right knowing in theory.
Nothing to it.
Oh, I think you'll find there is.
When I want your advice, I'll ask for it.
Well, any time, you know where to come.
Now, well, I'll tell you what. On the way home, we could call in at the bowl. See if them computers has arrived yet. You know anything about computers, George Barford?
And I sent it off straight after New Year. Do you think it'll arrive in time?
Oh, a fortnight should be enough. Even for South Africa.
It was a very pretty nighty, with a little teddy in a pocket. I saw it in the sales at Underwood's and I couldn't resist it.
Oh, I'm sure Nolly will love it.
Oh, gosh, how are you, Jennifer?
Oh, Mum, don't ask.
Oh, dear.
Hi.
Oh, hello,
Sharon. Oh, it's biting, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is.
I hate the winter. You just dash from the car into the house or the office. You hardly ever see anyone.
You're quite right.
How are you both?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I'm feeling quite beleaguered.
Oh?
Yes. Everyone keeps stopping me to complain about the website.
Well, I don't mean to add to the complaints.
Oh, be my guest.
Jennifer's been very busy, Usha. Christmas is a hectic time at Home Farm with staff parties and the Boxing Day shoot.
It's all right, Mum.
No, really, I don't want to complain.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Ruth.
Hi.
What are we complaining about?
My website.
Oh, the website. Pip was a bit disappointed. She was expecting to be able to look at photos of past pantos.
Well, there you are, you see. I feel I've let everybody down.
Not at all.
Oh, I didn't mean
you. You keep people's interest in a website by making sure it's regularly updated.
Yes, of course. Debbie suggested getting some help.
Well, it would make things easier by spreading the workload.
Yes.
You take too much on, Jennifer. I've often said so.
You should make it into a village website, you know?
That's a good idea.
Get a group of people to work on it rather than heap it all onto your shoulders.
Yes, I know. Perhaps we should all get together and discuss it.
Could do.
The sooner the better.
Well, I'm free tonight and tomorrow, but I've got a producers group meeting on Thursday night.
Well, I can't make tomorrow or Thursday.
Well, all right. Tonight it is then, about 7 at Home Farm.
And that's it.
Oh, well, that's very good, that is, Jolene Burke.
The Bull Online, internet, email, games, open for soft drinks and surfing, 10 a.m. till late. The world at your fingertips.
Very catchy.
Right, I'll print out half a dozen and put them round the pub.
You want to ask Jack if you can put one up in the shop?
Good idea, George.
So, are both these computers up and running?
A lovely young man came and installed them this morning.
Ah, but are we online?
Yeah. I'll connect them when I switch on in the morning. All you'll have to do is pay.
And how much will you charge?
Oh, 50p for 10 minutes access or 250 for an hour.
Of course, you won't be familiar with the surfer terminology, George Burford.
Well, I can guess what she means.
Oh, all right, then. What's WWW stand for? Yeah, what's a search engine, then, eh?
Well, I haven't the foggiest.
And I bet you don't know what spam is.
That's that stuff we had to eat in the war.
I knew he'd say that.
Well, how the heck do I know?
Nuts as a Mr. Know-it-all now, are you, George Burford?
I'll pick it up quick enough, don't you worry.
All right, boys, break it up. Who's first for a go, then?
Well, as much as I'd like to stay and give you the benefit of me vast knowledge, I got to go. Clary left me tea ready.
Good.
Yeah, so I'll come and show you how to surf another time, George Burford.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Be seeing you.
Bye, Joe.
These machines are up and running, you say?
Here. You sit down and make yourself comfy, huh?
Oh, I'll sit at this other one.
No, take my place. I'll be all right standing up.
All right.
There. Now, what shall we search for?
Well, I've always fancied researching my family tree.
Okay. Now, this here is the mouse. It's what you use to point out what you want.
Right.
Well, get hold of it.
Oh, right. Are you sure you wouldn't rather sit than have to lean over me?
No, don't worry about me. Now, just press the button with your index finger and you'll feel a click. Let me help.
Ooh, it's a bit warm in here.
It's gone all red, George.
Oh, just a bit hot. Must be the heat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be it.
Hey, look, I've just remembered I've got to nip to the shop before it closes.
Oh, they don't close till late these days.
No, but they might sell out.
Oh, pity. You were getting the hang of it very well.
Oh, was I?
Oh, yeah. You'll soon be up to speed. You might even overtake Joe Grundy.
I'll tell you what, I'll come back for a lesson then. I'll pay you.
It'll have to be mornings, though. Well,
10 o'clock tomorrow.
It's a date.
Oh, righto. 10 it is. Just promise you won't let on to Joe Grundy, eh?
So, it seems that we're all in agreement. More tea, Mum.
Thank you. Making it a village website's an excellent idea.
A techno version of the notice board outside the village hall.
Oh, yeah.
A bit more than that, I should think.
Ah, but no rows about whose notice takes up more room than someone else's.
Good point, Jaylene. Quite a bit of work, though.
Do you think so?
Well, in hard.
We can use it to publicise the fate.
And a produce show. Have photos of the winners.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Now, anyone else for tea?
Not for me, thanks. I've got to go. I have to prepare for court tomorrow.
I wouldn't say no, thanks, Jennifer.
We'd have to meet up and decide together what we wanted on it.
Form some sort of a committee.
Well, it needn't be too formal.
As soon as we decide what we want for January, I'll get cracking.
You will, Joe.
Well, I can use them computers at the ball now.
Yeah, I've set up a sort of cyber cafe.
Excellent.
And don't worry, Jolene Perks will give me a bill for me expenses.
Mm-hmm. Will I?
Expenses?
Yeah, so I can claim them back.
Right, well, if that's it for this evening, I'll have to love you and leave you, I'm afraid.
Me too.
Yeah, and I'll get back to the ball. I want to see how them computers are doing.
Well, thanks for coming, all of you. And if nobody else has to rush off, I'll make another pot.
Oh.
I'll see to that, dear.
Right, bye all.
Turn on out.
Bye, everyone. Nice to see you all.
Bye.
Oh, I'll see you out.
And we'll manage, thanks, Jennifer. The coats are in the hall, Ruth.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, another biscuit, anyone?
Any more of them chocolate ones?
Oh, yes, I think so, in the layer underneath.
Yeah, mind you, this isn't a patch on the food you put on at the launch party.
This is an impromptu meeting, Joe.
Letting things slide a bit, Jennifer Aldridge.
Oh, that's rich. Last time we went round telling everyone that my food had given you a dicky tummy.
Ah, well, it was them prawn things.
I didn't do any prawn things.
You know, you'd cause bother in an empty house, Joe Grundy.
I'm just commenting.
What?
People always knows where they stands with me.
Well,
perhaps we should discuss the committee.
You could organise that, George Marford. Mm-hmm. Give us something to do. Since you ain't got the first clue about the website itself.
Oh, don't you worry on that score.
My coat should be somewhere under all these. Is this your scarf, Lucia?
Oh, thanks. So, after what George said, I had an idea.
What was that?
I thought if George is willing to pay for a bit of tuition, then perhaps I could offer to teach other people.
Sounds sensible.
You know, a one-to-one course, just on the basics. I mean, if there's a market for it.
Yeah, go for it.
Right.
Well,
see you later, girls.
Bye, Jolene.
Bye.
Gosh, I bet Sid's got his work cut out keeping up with her energy levels.
I know.
Anyway, how are you?
Oh, don't ask. I got the electricity bill today. It's horrendous.
Oh, dear. So you're having a bit of a hard time.
Same as a lot of young families. Just that we've got to keep the farm profits up because we're paying Phil and Jill's pensions out of them.
Of course.
Don't get me wrong, we don't begrudge them at all.
I'm sure you don't.
Just adds to the pressure, that's all. That's how it is at the moment.
No light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I've got hopes for the producer group.
How's that going?
Slowly. I'm chairing a meeting Thursday night, district branch.
You two still chatting?
Oh, Peggy, come and cheer us up with some good news.
Oh, now let me think. It's little Nolly's birthday on Sunday.
How old will she be?
2.
Oh.
When are they next coming over?
Oh,
I don't suppose it'll be for a while. It's expensive, you know.
Anything else going on?
Well, Tom's got a very important meeting coming up.
Oh, yeah?
With one of the big supermarket chains.
Is this for his sausage enterprise?
Yes. He's off to London first thing tomorrow to discuss it with the organic meat buyer, I think he said.
Hey, that's great.
He's worked really hard on his presentation.
Well, we'll all keep our fingers crossed for him.
Milk and 2 sugars, you said, Mr. Archer?
Thanks, Mr. Sutton. And please, call me Tom.
Ah, Tom, then. Right. We'll get straight down to business. As you know, we were very impressed by those original Christmas pudding sausages.
In Underwoods?
Yes. And we tried out the sausages you sent up a couple of days ago in the company kitchens.
Oh, good.
And I have to tell you that they went down very well in the blind tasting. Very well indeed.
I'm pleased to hear it.
So, we're keen to hear more about your business.
Right, great. Is it OK if I stand this folder on the desk?
Of course.
Thanks. Now, Bridge Farm has been organic since 1984. It's a family-run farm, and I took over the pig unit in 1998. And as you can see in these photos, the Gloucesterol spots are all housed and reared outdoors.
Hi, David. David.
Oh, Debbie. It's just it. Oh. Hi. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
How's Oxford?
Oh, seems like another world now.
Oh. Been cooped up in the lambing shed since then, have you?
Yeah, something like that.
And how's it going?
Well, it's beginning to tail off a bit, but it's gone really well.
Good.
Dad and I have more or less split the shifts between us, and with Jeff and the others helping, it's been fine.
Right, and the lambs?
Yeah, we've had the odd stillbirth, nothing major. Good, healthy stock on the whole.
Excellent.
And how are you two?
Oh, you know, Ruth spent practically the whole of Monday on the phone and on the internet trying to renew the farm cover. Have you seen how much the premiums have gone up?
No, they were talking about it at the conference.
It's outrageous, it really is. Mm.
How's Ruth doing with the producers group?
Oh, she's chairing the meeting tomorrow night.
Any kind of social life?
Too knackered, anyway. The oldies are having a great time, though. Mum and Dad are off to a concert tomorrow.
Oh, is that the gala opera night at the Theatre Royal? I think Gran and Jack are going.
Yeah.
David, the reason I came over was, well, I thought it only fair to put you in the picture. About, I don't know, about my plans, I suppose.
Yeah, guessed as much. Do you want to go inside for coffee?
Okay.
May as well talk about it in the one. Here you go.
Thanks.
Ruth says sorry, but Ben's got a bit of a cold, so he's being a bit whingy.
Oh, it's fine. Actually, there's not much to discuss, but I thought you and Ruth might be a bit worried after, you know, what we talked about at the conference.
Yeah, just a bit.
Well, I wanted to stay down there partly to check out what was on offer these days. You know, jobs.
What, farm management?
Not just that. Consultancy work, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But mainly I wanted to, you know, just get some physical distance between myself and home farm so I could try and think things through.
Right. And did it work?
In some ways. But I haven't come to any kind of decision.
Uh-huh.
All I do know is that I just don't feel the same kind of commitment towards the place as I used to.
Don't you?
My heart's just not in it anymore, David. And I really don't want to carry on working so closely with Dad. It's not the same, never will be.
Ruth was saying that maybe you feel as though both the important men in your life have betrayed your trust.
Yeah.
Look, I know I've never experienced what's happening to you, but I do know that if you make any kind of major decision while you're feeling like this, then it stands a fair chance of being the wrong one. You're too close to it all.
Perhaps.
And I know you probably don't want to hear this just at the moment, but Brian is going through hell.
You're right, I'm not interested.
Okay. But we've got a good relationship, haven't we? You know, our farming relationship, Hassett Hills. We both worked damn hard for that.
Yeah.
Well, all I'm saying is think about it, eh? Please? Just give it time.
Well, of course, the decision is yours, Tom, but I still say you'll do much better allowing us to market the sausages under our own brand.
How much better?
It could mean the difference between shifting half a ton under your label and upwards of 2 tons under ours.
As much as that?
Oh, yeah. Our brand equates with quality and taste to the consumer. Yours is an unknown quantity. People are always reluctant to try something new, especially if you're asking them to pay more.
OK, that's a fair point.
Plus, your operating costs would be lower. If you want to market the sausages under the Bridge Farm label, you're looking at designing and printing your own stuff, plus publicity material and so on.
But under the supermarket label, how much say would I have in the way the product is marketed and sold?
Of course, what you gain on the swings, you lose on the roundabouts. I'm not denying that. But presumably you're reasonably happy with the way our organic range is marketed and sold, or you wouldn't be here this morning.
Well, yes, but I have to consider the long-term strategy for my business.
Of course. And what about quantities?
What kind of initial order are you thinking of?
We'd be looking to place an initial order of 300 kilos a week. Can you handle that?
No problem.
By start date of, say, mid-May?
Easily. That'd be just in time for the barbie season.
Exactly.
So what sort of price are we talking about?
Probably somewhere around the £3 mark in the store, just under.
I was looking for a bit more than that.
Any higher and they won't sell, Tom. Simple as that.
And if I decide to go with my own label?
Okay. Let's discuss it.
Pass me that potting compost, will you?
What, yeah, this?
Plastic bag behind them old newspapers.
Oliver was well pleased with how I'd looked after everything for him while he was in Italy.
Oh,
Except he asked me about some of that sweaty cheese he had in the fridge.
Oh.
Well, I told him I hadn't had it. Well, Grandad, that soil's gone all over the place.
Yeah, well, give me one of them old echoes to put underneath this seedling tree, will you?
There you go. You don't know anything about that cheese, do you?
No, me? Oh, no, no. You and Jazz are doing the market this week?
Well, there's not much going on this time of year. I'm meeting up with him and Fallon later, though.
Huh? Can you just pass me that packet of seed?
Which one?
Early carrots.
Yeah, on Dross business.
Oh, another jig, is it?
No, no, it's a competition. Radio Borsetshire are doing it.
Oh, you're not going to be on the wireless, then?
Well, hopefully. And they're looking for new songs by local talent. You got to send them a CD or a tape, and then they'll choose a winner.
Well, you make sure you pick something with a tune to send them. They ain't going to want none of that caterwauling you do.
Whatever. Anyway, a professional talent scout is going to choose the final 10. And then they get played in the programme, and then listeners vote for the winner.
And what you win?
A day at a professional recording studio in Birmingham.
Well,
Pass me them salad onion seeds.
Isn't it a bit early for seeds?
Oh, they go on the kitchen window bottom and that'll keep them free from the frost.
So we've got to decide which songs we're going to take for the competition. Fallon wanted us to do this pathetic thing she's been working on at college, but we all said no.
Well, she's got a very pretty voice.
Yeah, but, well, we got a lead singer, Ash. She weren't happy.
Yeah, right then. Now, you can carry these inside. I'll water them in the kitchen. There you go.
Yeah, look at these adverts in the Echo.
Eh?
My dad's been circling all the 4x4 ads.
Oh, you'll be lucky.
Hold on.
What?
You read this?
What?
Accommodation land for sale.
Hey, well, hang on, get me glasses.
3.4 acres. That'd be all right for baby Spice and all her calves.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's in Ambridge. Bordering on Grange farmland and all.
Well, we can have a look at it if you like, Grandad, this afternoon.
Well, it won't do no harm to look.
I'll tell you what, I'll see you down there after we've had our meeting.
Right. You're on.
So, 300 kilos a week from mid-May and a pack price of £3.20.
Under the Bridge Farm label.
Good.
So, you'll be getting back to me with your business plan, and providing we're happy with the details, that's it.
Great.
Well, Tom, I look forward to working with you.
Thanks very much, Mr. Sutton. It's been a very constructive meeting.
Thank you, Tom. Good to meet you. Bye now.
Bye.
Yes! Another set of triplets.
Oh, my back.
Everything okay, Debbie?
Fine. Where's that stillborn twin I tried to save earlier?
Yeah, all right, calm down.
What have you got?
Third triplet. I can manage.
Okay.
The stillborn twin?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Oh. Then could you get Eddie back up tonight? I'm going to knock off in a while.
Right.
I'll check all the lambs first if you want an hour before I go.
Sure.
No,
do you need a hand?
If you can hold this one.
Oh, right.
Thanks. I'll skin a dead one.
You sure?
It's okay, Dad. It doesn't bother me.
Right.
Did you notice if Harry checked the new arrivals to make sure they're suckling?
I did tell him. It's very efficient, don't you think?
Well, he ought to be. Grew up on a sheep farm in Cumbria.
So I gather.
He's learned a lot more ewes than I have. In a lot rougher conditions, too. Nearly there, I think.
I'll hold him, shall I? Why don't you tie the skin on?
Okay.
We've done a lot quicker with the two of us.
I suppose.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, just turn him this way a bit, will
you? Well, easy does it.
Dad, can you hold him still, please?
Yes, sorry.
Thanks.
No problem.
Let's just hope it does the trick, eh?
Well, it usually does.
Yeah.
Take a good team, don't we? I've always thought that. Right, I'll see you later then.
Sure.
I know who owns this piece of land.
Oh, yeah?
Lives down south somewheres. Been letting it out for donkey's years for grazing.
So what do you think he's selling?
He probably needs the cash.
Bit off the beaten track, aren't you?
Oh, just giving my grandson a bit of a history lesson, David Archer.
Well, if those old fields of Grange Farm could talk, eh, Joe?
They could tell some stories.
Are you all right for a lift?
Yeah, we're fine, thanks.
Okay. See you both.
Yeah, bye. You don't think he's interested, do you?
Well, 3 and a bit acres.
Nah, he wouldn't be, would he?
Besides, it ain't good land. Be all right for us, though.
Yeah? I mean, our own land again.
Mind you, the farmer who rents it will probably get it. But there's no harm in trying, is there?
Oh, wait a minute, though. What's Mum and Dad going to say? When you need their money to put to it?
Oh, we'll talk your Mum and Dad round, no fear.
You think so, do you?
You leave all that to me.
Yes, it's a 3-day conference. Marketing strategies for broadband connection or some such.
And will they want dinner on all three evenings?
Yep, as far as I'm aware.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I didn't realise you were here, Caroline.
No, it's fine. We've finished our business. If you could just confirm numbers the week before. We're fairly quiet at this time of year.
No problem, thanks. Oh, Kenton, what can I do for you?
Oh, just stop by for a chat while I wait for Cathy.
They've still not got her car back?
No, failed the MOT on a number of counts, I'm afraid. It's a bit of a pricey job.
Oh, poor Cathy.
So I'm using Shula's car and acting as chauffeur until she gets it back.
Not a brilliant start to the new year for Cathy.
I, on the other hand, have some great news.
Well, come on then, tell us all about it.
Well, you remember earlier in the week I applied for a job?
A job?
Don't sound so surprised, Caroline. I have been known to work for a living.
Sorry. I meant to ask, what sort of job?
Casino manager.
My goodness.
That's quite a well-known international company, too.
So what happened?
Got a call from them this afternoon. You know, they read the application form I emailed, and they've invited me to come for an interview.
Gosh. Shula never mentioned you had experience of working in casinos.
Not working as such, was it, Kenton?
Well, that depends on how you define working.
As in earning a living?
Actually, professional gamblers would dispute that with you, Nigel. Many of them earn quite a good living working in casinos. In fact, I read this book...
Hang on a minute. Your application for this post depends on your having spent time playing blackjack.
In some backstreet bar in the Australian outback.
Sydney, actually, and in real casinos.
So, how exactly are you going to convince these people that you're qualified for the job?
Well, you can learn a great deal about how a place is run by looking at things from the client's perspective.
Really?
Yeah. Well, anyway, they must think I'm a strong contender, otherwise they wouldn't have invited me for an interview.
You must have been a bit economical with the truth on the application form there.
Well, I may have embroidered a little bit.
You'd have to embroider quite a lot to get round the holes in your CV.
Oh, ye of little faith. Just you wait and see.
Well, I wish you good luck, Kenton.
Thank you, Caroline. At least one of my friends supports me in my quest for self-improvement.
Oh, get off your high horse, Kenton. Of course we all wish you well.
Really? Okay, then put your money where your mouth is.
What?
Let's crack open a bottle of your finest burgundy on the strength of it.
Ah.
Oh, no, Nige, you're not telling me Julia's still got the keys to the wine cellar.
Shula told me she confiscated them.
She hasn't confiscated them, exactly.
Yeah.
She's merely looking after them.
I see.
Mummy was worried her son was regressing into adolescence.
It's because she's concerned about my health. She thought I was overdoing it a little.
Ah, Elizabeth said you were here, Kenton.
Oh, hi, love.
Oh, hello, Caroline.
Hi, Kathy. Did you have a good holiday in Rome?
Wonderful, thanks.
What a great place to spend Christmas.
Oh, it wasn't Christmas as such, but we were there for the 6th of January.
Mm, 12th night.
Mm-hmm. Which is when Italian children traditionally get their presents.
Oh, can't imagine Jamie waiting until then for Father Christmas.
Ah, well, it isn't Father Christmas who brings the presents either.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old witch-like woman called the Befana.
Good heavens.
And if the children have been naughty, she leaves some coal instead.
You hear that, Kathy? If you don't behave, let me throw you a party for your birthday.
Oh, Kathy, when is your birthday?
It's her 50th.
Kenton.
And she claims that she doesn't want a party.
Oh, you must.
No, honestly.
Oh, hang on, Kathy. Just wait 10 minutes, can you?
Before?
I've got to help my mate here get himself out of this terrible predicament.
Who?
I think he means the wine cellar.
Oh, Kenton.
Never fear. Kenton's here. Now, they weren't in her handbag, so where do you think she's hidden them?
And could you put a bag of those sausages in too, please, Tom?
Yep, no problem, Oliver.
I'm sorry, sir, last minute. You know, it's very odd, but I was sure I left more in the cupboards before I went away.
Ed told me he was looking after your stock. Him and his mates eating you out of house and home, then?
No, he said it wasn't. I believe him. Just the mind playing tricks, I shouldn't wonder.
Right. Well, I'll be delivering later tonight.
Ah, well, I'll probably be out in that case. Can you leave the box in the woodshed? I'll call up tomorrow to settle up.
Sure, no problem. Cheers, then.
Bye.
I think that's the lot.
Oliver Stirling's just rung up with an order.
Oh.
Oh, it's okay. I'll sort it. You can get off home, Clary.
No. I'll stay and help you load them all in the van.
Only if you're sure.
Of course.
Great. I usually load those nearest first, and I'll deliver them last.
Right, Jack.
Well, thanks for helping out.
Oh, don't worry. I'm always glad of a bit of overtime, especially this time of year.
What? Even with your windfall?
Well, I ain't using that to pay bills. That's for something special.
Yeah?
I'm planning a holiday with my share. Abroad, maybe. Somewhere sunny.
Oh, good for you.
And Joe's buying a greenhouse, and Eddie's been scaring the Echo again today for a four-wheel drive.
Wow. All the money stretched that far?
Oh, we'd love to be second hand.
Well, I'm really grateful anyway. I got a bit behind this week, what with concentrating on my presentation.
And spending all day yesterday in London, how exciting.
It was a bit nerve-wracking, actually.
And the meeting went okay, did it?
I'm cautiously optimistic, as they say.
Well, good for you, lad. Your mum's really proud of you, you know. She was saying so today. And your dad, and I bet Kirsty is too.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Oh, I'd forgotten all about it.
What?
Me and Kirsty have got tickets for that indie band at Felpisham Students' Union tomorrow. I don't think I can go now.
Why? What's the problem?
Well, I plan to spend all evening on the plans.
What, on a Friday night?
I've got loads to do.
If my Edward ever said he was staying in to work on a Friday night, I think I'd faint.
It's really important. It's like Ed getting a record deal or something from a big music producer. I can't let this opportunity go. It's what I've been dreaming about for ages.
This is ridiculous. Why did I ever let you talk me into this?
Stop complaining, Nigel. Keep looking.
I feel terrible going through Mummy's personal things like this. All for some blessed keys.
I think you'll find the end justifies the means. What about those drawers?
Kenton, that's a dresser. She might have a diary in there or anything.
You don't have to read it.
Look, can't you pop over to Ambridge and get a bottle of something from the shop?
What? plonk to celebrate my new job.
You haven't got it yet.
Nigel, are you going to look in that dresser drawer or shall I?
Wait.
What?
Shh, listen. It's Mummy. Quick, into the bathroom.
Well, what if she comes in there? I don't know. I'll think of something. Look, come on, for heaven's sake.
I knew it was a bad idea.
Shh, shh, shh.
Oh, she's coming in here.
Oh, no.
I'll never listen to a word you say ever again, Kendall.
Oh, just shut up, shut up. Oh, get behind the shower curtain. Come on.
Oh, no.
Boom!
Oh, oh.
Kathy! Have you quite finished your silly games now?
I'll be glad to see you.
Oh, can I please be taken home?
I think we've had a reprieve, Kenton. Yeah, we were lucky this time. Let's just call it quits, eh?
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Oi. Hang on a minute.
What now?
What do I spy with my little eye?
Eh?
In the bathroom cabinet, nestling between the denture cream and the hairnets?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's them, all right.
Oh, you beauties. Perseverance, old mate, perseverance. Here, Kathy, you take my car keys and drive yourself home.
What?
Come on, Nige. Now, this does call for a celebration.
Oh. Oh. Oh, do we have to get up?
If we want to be at Botticelli's for... What time did you say we'd meet Shooter and Alistair?
I booked the table for 8:30. But I said we'd meet them in the bar beforehand.
Then, my darling, I'm afraid we must.
Oh, it's a lovely idea of yours, going out with Shooter and Alistair.
I don't suppose you've had much chance to tell her about Rome, have you?
Not from a quick phone call, no.
Lucky Joe was on hand to babysit at the 11th hour.
Oh, I knew she wouldn't mind. Shooter says she loves spending time with Daniel. Well, all her grandchildren, obviously. I think I'll have a bit of a soak first. I've got time for that, haven't I?
Yes, yes, of course. Could you pass me my dressing gown? It's just behind the bathroom door.
No, it's not here.
Huh? Well, that's strange. Oh, it's all right, it's here.
Have you used any of the bath cream since I was last here?
Well, the expensive flowery-smelling stuff. What are you insinuating? Trying to get me a bad name among the hunting fraternity?
I thought not. I could have sworn there was more in the bottle, though. Oh, well.
Right. You don't mind me shaving while you soak, do you?
No, no, of course not.
Something in the pocket of my dressing gown.
Oh, dear. A cork.
Now, where on earth has that come from?
Good grief. I don't think I've ever seen the ball so packed. Not on a weekday evening at 7:30, anyway.
Not the drinks so much as the new computers.
Oh. Yeah, I noticed Jolene seems to be enjoying herself.
She's doing a bit of tuition.
That's what she calls it, is it?
Well, her lessons is ever so popular with people who don't know nothing about computers.
Really? Well, you could hardly call Robert Snell a beginner, now, could you?
The novelty will wear off in a while, I should think.
No, just look at her. Like a queen bee buzzing around the drone.
It's only for this week, anyway. Then she's just going to be doing one-to-one lessons in the morning.
Oh, men. Honestly, they're all the same.
Shall I get you a drink while you're waiting, Cathy?
No, it's okay, Clary, thanks. As soon as it comes down with Jamie, I want to shoot straight off. I'm late as it is.
Yeah, I thought you usually picked Jamie up earlier than this on a school night.
Yeah, I should have been here an hour ago, but I was waiting for a lift from Kenton.
Well, your car's still not right.
I'm picking it up tomorrow, thank goodness. Although what I'm going to do in the morning is anyone's guess.
Why?
Because Kenton and Nigel have found the keys to the Lower Loxley wine cellar again.
Lost, were they?
It's a long and very silly story. But anyway, suffice it to say that Kenton won't be in any fit state to drive me to work tomorrow.
Oh, dear.
And I expect they'll both be in for an ear bashing from Elizabeth. Again.
They never grow up, do they?
Some of them don't, no.
Well, I must say I envy that sometimes, don't you?
I don't know. I've never thought. Anyhow, that's enough of me. How are you?
Very well, as a matter of fact. Did you hear about our bit of luck? Getting some money back from the bankruptcy people, the milk quota it was.
Yes, I did. That's great news.
Yeah. Strange to say so, but for once I ain't got nothing to complain about.
Well, good.
Joe's thinking of buying a greenhouse. Eddie's looking for a decent four-wheel drive. Edward's entering a music competition with Dross, so he's keeping out of trouble. Yeah, for once, they're all behaving themselves.
Hi, Clary. Is Kirsty here?
Hello, Tom. Is she due in any minute?
I've not really got time to wait. Can you do me a favour?
Yeah, of course, Kat.
Can you give her these two tickets there for that band tomorrow night?
Oh, you definitely decided not to go.
Yeah, I just can't afford to waste any time. Oh. Can you tell her to take a mate or something? Tell her I'll give her a call sometime over the weekend.
Was that wise, do you think?
I don't know.
All work and no play, so they say.
And that chabber's in here again tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Funny how he only seems to come in here when he knows Kirsty's behind the bar.
Is there anything I can help with, Ruth?
Yeah, you can help me spread this straw. Thanks, Chava.
So, how did your meeting go last night? I think you'd gone to bed when I came in.
The producers' group? Very well, I think.
What is it you discussed?
Well, we're aiming to buy into some kind of processing plant so we can start producing our own dairy products as a co-op.
Ah, that's how it works in Europe, I believe.
Yeah, we've been a bit slow on the uptake here.
You have to make things work for you.
That's right. Well, we'll see. I don't want to say too much at this stage. There's a long way to go yet.
Of course.
But yeah, it's good. Have you seen David at all?
Not for a while.
He said he wanted you to have a look at the guttering on the milking parlour.
The guttering?
You know, the pipe stuff that goes round the edge of the roof to collect the rain.
Ah, right.
It's been gushing water in places. He said it might be clogged up. Either that or some of it needs replacing.
I'll go straight away. After I've done with the calves.
Thanks. Have you had any lunch?
Yes, thank you. The parsnip soup was lovely. Very spicy and warming. Oh,
good. You'll have to tell Mum. She'll be very pleased.
Mum be pleased about.
Oh, hi.
I was admiring your parsnip soup, Heather.
Oh, you can come again.
Pardon?
Just having a little joke with your pet.
I see.
You're wanted on the phone, by the way.
Me?
Go on, I'm okay here.
Right. I won't be long.
Oh, he's a lovely lad.
You're in a good mood. And you're another one who got in late last night. How was the concert?
Well, I must admit, I was in two minds at first when Phil rang up in the afternoon.
Oh, why is that?
Well, listening to songs from the shores is one thing and Pip's Christmas carols.
I think we've all had enough of Jingle Bells for one year.
She's doing very well. You know I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I know.
No, I meant, I wondered if it was all going to be a bit highbrow. You know, an evening of operatic arias.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it.
Good.
I surprised myself.
How do you mean?
Well, I didn't know I knew that many. But I recognised quite a few.
Yeah?
Oh, and the soprano. She had a beautiful voice.
I'm glad you had a good time.
There was such good company. A little gentleman bought me a programme and he told me a little bit about the arias.
Yeah?
He's very knowledgeable.
Well, music's his other love after farming.
Oh, you can tell that. Anyway, I made him promise to take me again.
Good.
It's just a pity Jill couldn't have come too.
She was babysitting, wasn't she?
Phil said Shula rang up for her to sit for Daniel. They were off out to an Italian restaurant with some friends.
Oh, I did wonder. Who?
Well, Caroline, I think Phil said.
Oh, Caroline and Oliver.
That's it. Jill's like me. She doesn't like letting anybody down.
Yeah, that's Jill.
And we both love helping out with the grandchildren. Right, now, I'm off into Borchester to do a bit of shopping. I thought I'd have a look at the sales.
Okay.
Do you need anything?
I don't think so, thanks, Mum.
All right, then. And I'll pick the bends up on my way back.
Okay, thanks. And bring your school uniform straight down so I can put it in the washer. Did you hear me, Alice?
Oh, Jenny.
Hello.
You're in the supermarket?
Oh, as you can see.
Won't be in the way if I make some coffee to take over the lambing shed.
No, no, of course not.
Thanks.
I picked Alice up from school since I was passing.
Oh, yes?
She wants to go to a party.
When?
Well, it's tonight. Some girl from her form. All girls, apparently. They're having a sleepover.
Do we know this girl at all?
Forrester, they're called. Her mother's a barrister. Alice has been to their house a couple of times. Anyhow, I said she could go.
Yes, all right.
Excuse me.
Oh, can you manage?
I'm fine.
I shan't be long.
No, it's fine. Could I just...
Sorry.
That's fine. Oh, honestly, what's she doing?
Look, I'll leave these and come back later, shall I?
Alice! Your uniform! Alice!
Oh, Mum, can I have a quick word? I've been here since 6 this morning, so I'm knocking off in an hour or so.
Oh, wait a minute, darling.
I just wondered if I could have some of that casserole to take home to warm up.
Well, you can stay for supper if you like.
No, I won't, Mum. Thanks.
Alice? Can I please... What in heaven's name? Oh, Alice, you stupid child!
Mum? What's the matter?
Hello.
Heather?
I fancy meeting you here.
The bus hasn't arrived yet.
The school bus?
Yes, I've come to pick the children up.
Oh, well, I think there must have been some mistake.
Oh, why?
Well, that's why I'm here.
Are you?
Yes. Oh. Well, that's rather a nuisance.
Oh.
I've had to come away from the church. I was in the middle of doing the flowers for Sunday. You might have let me know you were going to be able to pick the children up.
Oh, but I did.
You didn't phone the cottage, did you?
No, but I asked Phil last night to pass on the message.
I see.
You must have forgotten.
Well, what did she say?
She's sobbing her heart out, poor thing.
Poor thing? I could slap her, I really could.
Mum, just calm down. You're not going to get anywhere if you just go back upstairs and start screaming at her again.
What a stupid, stupid thing to do.
It's only a belly button piercing.
Only?
Come on, it's not the end of the world.
What does she think she looks like, though?
Well, lots of girl bands have them.
Well, doesn't she realise how common it looks?
Oh, it's probably just a craze going round at school and she didn't want to be left out. You know how it is at that age.
That age? Well, that's exactly my point. She's still a child.
Oh, Mum, we've all done it. I remember when I was about 14, a few of us got on a bus in Borchester and asked for half fare, and the driver said to us as a joke, oh, I bet you're all going to the pub. And we were.
Well, when was this?
Oh, I can't remember exactly. During the long summer holiday. Anyhow, we put our makeup on upstairs on the bus and got served in the pub without a second glance.
Well, I don't remember that.
You won't. You never knew anything about it.
Well, those are different times. It's much more dangerous for young girls these days.
Really, Mum, you're overreacting. It'll be all right.
Oh, I don't know. Have you finished for today, Debbie?
Yeah, more or less. I'll be back about 6 again tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Unless you want me to stay and talk to Alice.
No, no, you can leave her to me.
Really, Mum, don't worry about her. It'll be okay, I'm sure.
Oh, I haven't finished with her yet, believe me.
Well, don't be too hard on her, though, huh? I'll get my stuff.
Oh, what about the casserole?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll get something from the freezer. Bye, Mum.
Ow! Pustle on that neck.
Chubba!
Hi, Ruth. Is it time to let the cows through?
Well, yeah, but before you do, phone for you again.
Ah, oh, thanks.
Honestly, the number of times Mum and I are answering the phone for you these days...
Sorry.
I don't know about Mum, but I'm beginning to feel a bit like your social secretary.
I know, I'm sorry.
You're going to have to get yourself sorted out with a mobile.
Yes, I promise. As soon as I get the chance. Who was it?
It was Kirsty.
Oh.
Yeah, I told her to ring back in about an hour.
Oh.
Is there a problem?
Would you mind if I rang her back now?
Well...
We are arranging to go to the university tonight. She has tickets for a band and she invited me last night to go with her.
Oh, go on then, but make it quick.
Thank you. I will.
Oops, careful! Oh,
sorry, Mrs. Archer.
Good heavens, he's always rushing about.
Hi, Jill. I know. So much energy.
Ruth, could I have a word, dear?
Of course.
The children have gone inside to watch TV.
Oh, but I thought Mum was picking them up today.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there was a bit of a mix-up this afternoon between Heather and me. You see, I thought it was my turn to pick them up, and I've had to leave the church flowers half done.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's not a problem. I'll just go back and finish them off now.
Right.
But it would save time and trouble if you could just organise some kind of rota.
A rota?
Of course, I don't mean anything formal. Just so Heather and I both know where we stand. I don't want to tread on her toes, you see. And I'm sure she doesn't want to tread on mine.
No, of course she doesn't.
Right. Well, that's what I wanted to say. I'll see you later, dear.
Supper will be about 5 minutes.
What's the matter with Alice?
You may well ask.
I thought she was off to some party.
No, she's not.
I just passed her room. I thought I heard her crying.
Your silly little daughter has gone and got her belly button pierced.
What, Alice has?
Well, you couldn't think I meant Debbie.
No.
Stupid child.
Well, when did this happen?
When did I find out?
Yes.
I went upstairs to get her uniform. She was in her bedroom trying on party outfits in front of the mirror. Clearly she didn't expect me to walk in without knocking.
And you had a row?
I shouted at her, of course.
Well, what did she have to say for herself?
Well, she said it wasn't any different from me having pierced ears. Obviously, I've forbidden her to go to the party. I mean, what if it becomes infected? Hasn't she thought of that?
When did she get it done?
Oh, I don't know. A few weeks ago.
I see.
Apparently a few of them went together after school to a hairdresser's.
Well, at least it wasn't a tattoo parlour.
I'm supposed to be thankful.
Sorry, stupid things to say.
Well, it's too late to worry about it now. It's done.
Yeah.
Oh, her beautifuls. And now she's mutilated herself.
Oh, come on, that's a bit strong.
She looks like a little tart.
Have you stopped her wearing those little tops that show off her midriff?
Well, what's the point? She'd simply hide one in her bag and change later.
Well, as long as she takes care.
I suppose so.
I mean, she's been sensible enough to look after it properly till now.
Yes.
And it will heal when she gets fed up with it or when it goes out of fashion.
Yes, I imagine it will. Perhaps I did go off the deep end of it.
Would you like me to go to her? Get her to apologise to you?
No. No, thank you. I'll go and make it up with her. Well, supper's ready, by the way. You may as well start eating.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Zaladso, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.